You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlow on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Fortunately, I have the key to escape reality, and you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Now, if I get this correct, I think it's going to blow Gardner's mind.
Last time
is
I
that,
checked my bank,
is this John Prime?
It was getting thin.
You're not sure?
I don't think it is John Prime.
Ooh. But that's a really good guess, I gotta say.
I get where you're coming from with it. He has great collection of songs, by the way.
Love John Prime. He's a little twangy, but he's not country.
What's the name of his one song that I like that was in a Billy Bob
All the Best of Everything. There's a million of them.
It's him and Iris DeMint.
Oh, yeah.
It's a duet.
Yeah, it's like, it's.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
The best of the two of us. It's a husband-wife kind of duet song.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All the Best. Says he's like a big brass monkey.
It might be John Prine.
The one that you just played.
It is John Prine.
Okay, I feel better. He used to be a postal delivery man in Chicago.
Yeah, that's correct.
Way back in the day. Oh, the Iris DeMint song is how I was introduced to John Prine. My cousin, Canadian brother-in-law, would play a lot of John Prine when I'd be up in Toronto.
I had to look it up.
What's the Iris DeMint song?
It's In Spite of Ourselves.
Find that. I sound like Strickland out.
I have that.
Find that song. Do you have it?
I have it in our catalog.
All right, let's play that. This is Iris DeMint and John Prine for your listening pleasure.
Hold on, my computer just froze up. Sorry.
How much time? Can I do a read?
Here we go.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
Yeah, there you go. A little slice of that. Iris DeMint, John Prine. John Prine was just at Peabody back in March. I need to see him. He played last year.
Ben Fred went to that.
Did he?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun guy, sniffing underwear, drinking beer, just kind of one of the guys.
You have to, Jover's Life. Now, you have to listen to more of his songs because he's really a great lyricist.
Yeah.
That's what will jump out at you. Nonetheless, we are live today at Twin Peaks, the Midday Grind. Martin Kilcoyne, Charlie Marlow, Chris Gardner, Joe Cochran, Randy Naughton was here, Andy Strickland was here. My mom texting in, very upset to hear she missed Randy on the show. She always likes the people I work with.
Yeah. You know,
like, if you're not here, where's Charlie at? I'm like, well, who cares? I'm here. Where's
but that's
Randy?
Also, like, she's been with you your whole life, almost 50 years.
She's burnt out on
she
me.
She gets sick of you. And, yeah, she likes the other people, which
that's
is, she's right.
Just the 10-day, I think he's eligible to come off, would be, like, next Monday or so.
So, I mean, what's the treatment? Cough drops?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
No, I
hope it's not something serious.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. It's also
a little,
because he's
injury
not,
of convenience.
He's not playing well, and I get it. Sometimes you need time away. Think about you at your job. When you go on a nice vacation, don't you come back to work refreshed?
No, you're miserable. Oh my God, back to the grind.
But I think if you look at it from the standpoint of you work to play, do you know what I'm saying? And so what, if you have something to look forward to, like a vacation, you're motivated at work, and then you come back, you hadn't been there in a while.
I agree.
Then maybe you schedule another vacation 3 months from now, and then you can kind of be motivated for that. All I'm saying is, same with sports. Sometimes you need to clear your head, get away, you know, go on a bender, get your cough drops, come back, and hit 300.
Hey, Mike, what are you guys looking at as far as treatment? Are you thinking Ludens or Halls? We'll get him some treatment. We'll
now, hold on a second. What about Sucrets?
What happened to Sucrets?
You know
That's
what?
A good callback.
It's against. Funny you bring that up. Because
used to come in those little trays, that metal tray.
Yeah. On the topic.
It's not like Larry King.
On the topic of lozenges and that kind of product, the other day when we had Michael Wacha versus Masahiro Tanaka, Dave Jobe, who we bring up constantly on this show, he made the joke to me, do you know what the giveaway is at Yankee Stadium? And I couldn't guess. And he goes, Banaka, the breath spray. I hadn't heard the word Banaka in probably a decade. So I did that joke as my toss back on the 5 o'clock sports, and I thought it was pretty funny. And we were like, do they still make that? Because you don't hear about it as much. Banaka.
You would buy it as a kid just because you would light it on fire.
Yes.
You could get a little lighter and that Banaka spray, and you could shoot about a 3-foot flame across the room.
And if you're into traditional physical comedy, it worked well as a prop to spray not in your mouth but the wrong direction.
Because that was Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was kind of a carrot top-like prop
yes.
as well.
I believe Jim Carrey did that in Dumb and Dumber, yes. and that was the big joke about it.
Dexter Fowler, the three-hit day yesterday. This is not keep it, sweep it, bleep it, or reap it. Do you think Fowler is now about to be on track? Do you feel that?
I do, and here's why. I was
here's
in the postgame yesterday. We had heard about the fact that he wasn't seeing the ball well, and he said that yesterday. It was kind of out of his character to swing at some of the pitches that he was swinging at, and it was kind of a mechanical thing just about being able to see the baseball, and he said it's much better now. We all knew Dexter Fowler's not going to be a 150 hitter. I'm not saying he's going to hit 350, but he'll probably be that normal 270, hit 13, 14 home runs, steal some bases, and be a quality leadoff man.
All right, and the Blues on the ice today, optional skate. They'll do it again tomorrow out at the Mills, and they head to Minnesota. Game 5 on Saturday at 2 o'clock. We do have some thoughts from Mike Yeo following last night's game, and I was down there late night, and people were asking about some of the icing calls that seemed to be confusing, and he said, yeah, but that wasn't the story of the game. It was us. We weren't good enough. They were better than we were. Basically said, it's on us.
We didn't match their urgency early. And
you know, it took a little bit for us to get going.
Whether it was lack of desperation or nerves, we were on our heels. We let them dictate. Not a good recipe.
There you go. Mike Yeo summing it up last night. Blues losing 2-0. So Jake Allen in 4 games has given up 5 goals. That's called winning hockey. Hopefully get some scoring going in Minnesota. And for a Wild fan base that had probably given up on their team, let's be honest, down 3-0.
No, they did.
Now they'll be back there Saturday. Oh, we always believe. Let's do this. Let's make history.
And as I said, my buddy Dave Schwartz from the TV station up there in Minnesota.
Maybe he doesn't want you to say this out loud. I was thinking about this.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
But he said we're not coming Wednesday for what he called it, the funeral. So, hey, I don't know, man. All I'm saying is this.
It was more of a awakening.
Oh, that's like a Berman. That's like a Berman.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another death-related sports name. Darn it! But anyway, my point is, if Minnesota wins on Saturday, turn that furnace up for Monday. And a lot of pressure for the Blues to win Monday and not force a Game 7 back in the state of hockey.
Stu the Grim Reaper, is that one?
There you go.
That's good. How about Justin Grim Reaper, reliever for the Cubs? By the way, somebody texted in and said, I see how it is. Martin can do the Chris Berman voice, but Charlie can't do the Spags voice.
Not true at all. I know there's a lot of Chuck Schmucks out there. We're trending younger here. I like the Spags voice. I like the Spags theme. I just thought maybe we were overdoing it.
You're probably right.
If we did Berman every 15 minutes, you guys would probably say, eh.
The thing with Berman, though, is when you do his impression, you have to do it to the point you usually do choke. You kind of choke or cough because it's impossible to sound like him.
It's like some like things you try to impersonate are dangerous. Like if I try and do my dad's wheezing laugh, my face will turn red and I almost pass out.
And here's why, though. I feel like a lot of people make fun of Berman, and I get it. But this guy's a legend. And think about how many times, I can't tell you how many times I'm doing a sports cast, and you end up saying a phrase, not even knowing it sometimes, that Chris Berman made famous. Like, anytime you bring up the Buffalo Bills, what do you say?
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, the New York Football Giants, the frozen tundra. He also says the Bay of Pigs.
And
the Big Sombrero.
Okie dokie, Koki Ioki.
But a word from Ryan Kelly, or about Ryan Kelly, or whatever else you have in front of you.
Let me tell you this, Martin. We know sports, okay? That's what we do. We try to talk about it every day, pretend like we know sports.
Do we?
I'm seeing in all the news feeds, Twitter, social media, that mortgage interest rates are going up. Mortgages, they're not our specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest rate is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team right now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
And don't forget, once a week during the baseball season, we are live from patios right next door to Busch Stadium. It's our home away from home all Cardinals season, and they're doing lunch every single day at 11 a.m. And tonight during the Cardinals game, go in there, check out the great food at patios. Parking in back. Non-game days, parking is free, so if you work downtown, if you're a courier, keep it in mind. Lunchtime now at patios, open every single day, starting at 11 a.m. All right, today's takeaways, what did you learn on the program today? I learned from Strix when he was here, you don't want to pucker. And if you're the Blues right now, instead of just putting on the grease board which players talk after the game, simply scribble on the board, Mike Yo, don't want to pucker. I learned from Randy, in one word, I'm sweet. Chuck says I'm solid. Randy says I'm sweet. Also learned on the program, really, that nobody pays attention to traffic because Randy's in the news business. She got caught in traffic. Strickland, in the media world, caught in traffic. Strickland also taught us you got to come to the office. Even on an optional skate, the boys know.
Oh, playoffs?
You got to come to the office.
For sure.
This is Andy's spot, Twin Peaks, even though he didn't know where it was. What else did we learn on the show? Oh, we need a cough button while on remote. I learned that on the program today. And Chuck, for his wedding, would prefer gas cards as a gift.
I just like really practical items because I feel like maybe it's because I grew up in a house where I don't want to say my parents are hoarders, but my dad, he kind of collects antiques. And when you do that, you have a lot of junk around the house. So I've kind of grown up the opposite of always wanting to not have junk in my house, in my closets, in my cupboards.
Gardner, what'd you learn today?
Wait a second. That wasn't even my learn.
Well, I usually don't have one.
I do this time. Number one, I have some data because 3-0 deficits two times in recent years in the NHL, teams have come back from down 0-3. That's never happened in the NBA. So don't at me, textures. I was right. It's never happened in the NBA, a team coming back from 0-3 down to win an NBA playoff series. But the best thing, Martin, you forgot about this, is that Randy Naughton said back in the day when she was a youngster in Buffalo, she went down the stairs and saw her roommate, it seemed like maybe doing some recreational drugs with O.J. Simpson.
Hanging out with O.J. Simpson.
Hanging out.
That was one of the big things, the biggest thing I took away from Randy Naughton sitting down with you guys. I also learned right at the beginning of the show, Martin is a fat shamer.
He is.
No, yep. No.
That's not right?
No, okay. I was just saying, for practical purposes last night when the elevator was too full and Doug Armstrong and members of the Minnesota Wild were anxious to get downstairs, the easiest thing would have been for the biggest guy on the elevator to get off.
I got that wrong then, apparently.
I want to save myself in the future. I really hope Johnny Peralta just has a little cough. I hope there's nothing serious.
Best. And he is a super guy.
And he has my birthday. Right. He shares my birthday, May 28th, 1982.
Good save, Charlie. And one final thing, Bruce Boudreau, I learned he was in the movie Slapshot.
Oh, yeah.
Today. I did a little research in one of the breaks, and he indeed was an extra as a player for one of the opposing teams in the movie Slapshot. And not only that, they used his apartment as the apartment for Paul
Newman.
Newman. Why am I blanking on Paul Newman's name?
So you actually took a little bit of Strix knowledge that he had loose loose knowledge of, and you got the actual facts. Yes. All right, we got to go. Thanks, everybody, here at Twin Peaks in Chesterfield. Great spot to hang out. The Hardline coming your way next on 590 The Fan. Is it too-